From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Efforts by the Spanish government to block a regional referendum on Catalonia's secession have degenerated into violence. Police shut down polling stations and confiscated ballot boxes despite resistance by voters throughout the region. Catalan officials say more than 460 people are being treated for injuries from clashes that are intensifying as voter frustration grows at police patrols moving through Barcelona and other Catalan cities. A Catalan official connected with a regional election commission that resigned last week under government threats of massive fines said voting results will be announced after midnight or sometime Monday. The source, speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity, says the votes will be counted manually and results announced by a special election board being formed by, quote, experts and academics. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water, and 95% do not have electricity. But 51 of the island's 60 hospitals are now open, and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. This is Governor Ricardo Rosselló.
The government is also working in conjunction and collaboration with FEMA, our housing department, the Office of the First Lady, Family Department, are also doing efforts to distribute food and water in different areas in Puerto Rico, and we are coordinating all of the logistics with FEMA so that we can make sure that they arrive at their destination.
This is VOA News. President Trump said he told Secretary of State Rex Tillerson he is, quote, wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korea's leader. On Twitter on Sunday, Trump wrote, "Save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done." He was referring to North Korea's Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man. On Saturday, the State Department said North Korea has shown no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs after Tillerson acknowledged the United States has been communicating directly with North Korea. Pakistan's military chief, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, held, quote, candid and constructive talks with Afghan leaders on bilateral relations and ways to enhance mutual cooperation to fight terrorism. He was accompanied by the chief of the Pakistani spy agency, ISI. The general met Sunday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul. The Afghan defense minister and the national security advisor, among others, were with Ghani in the discussions. A man killed two women in a knife attack at the main trade station in Marseille, France, before being shot by a French soldier Sunday. It's being treated as a terror attack. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
A soldier in Marseille has shot dead a man after he stabbed and killed two passers-by at the city's main train station on Sunday. French police sources calling the incident a likely terrorist act, saying the suspect had shouted Allahu Akbar as he carried out his attack. Police cordoned off the area as the country's interior minister tweeted that he was heading to Marseille. France has been in a state of emergency following a spate of attacks by Islamist militants over the last 2 years. In November 2015, 130 people were killed in Paris. And last year, a truck was driven into a crowd celebrating Bastille Day in the city of Nice, killing 86 people and injuring scores more.
The former American football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a prison in the western state of Nevada. A state prison spokeswoman said Simpson was released shortly after midnight Sunday from the Lovelock Correctional Center. He must now serve 5 years of supervised parole. Simpson spent 9 years in prison on charges of armed robbery and kidnapping following a confrontation in 2008 between himself and two sports memorabilia dealers at a hotel in Las Vegas. He had been ordered to spend up to 33 years in prison, but a state parole board granted him parole. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.